Blue Network presents Eddie Condon's Jazz Concert. Gentlemen, you're in Town Hall in New York City, listening to a program of the music reminiscent of one of America's great geniuses, Bix Beiderbecke. Bix would have wanted this program to be impromptu, and it is. Eddie Condon, do you want to let us in on what's going to happen here this afternoon?
Well, as best I can do, Fred. That number was played by Gene Schrader was on the piano from Nick's downtown, Ernie Caceres on the baritone, also from Nick's. Sterling Bowes on the cornet. We have Benny Morton here from Downtown Cafe Society and trombone, and P.B. Russell, strong arm man of his jazz music business, on clarinet. On the drums is this fellow here named Gene Krupa. Gene, what are we going to play that next school round, huh?
Well, Eddie.
Yes, Gene.
You were talking about Bix. Of course, I remember the very first jam session I ever sat in on. It was in Chicago with the Three Deuces. And Bix used to like to play a tune called Old Katharina.
Yes.
What do you say we make with Katharina right now?
I'm ready. Have you got any ideas how we should do that?
Yeah, I think we should use a... We used to use a sort of a explosion effect going into the last ensemble chorus. Then as we get to the bridge, we make the explosion again and come down soft again. Bix used to like that particular formula, so let's try it here now.
Well, I'm ready, and I hope that Hitler's halfway close by when you get some of those explosions going on the drums. But I'll never survive those. That's a positive sense, Gene. You want to run back those drums now, Gene? Look at Sterling Bowes. I wanted to say something about Sterling Bowes while Gene's getting back to the drums. He used to play in a band opposite Bix in the Arcadia Ballroom in St. Louis. And you notice on that fidgety feet, he had some idea how Bix used to play that stuff. Now, we're going to take two beats on this, fellas. You ready? Ready? One, two, go! Wait, there was a switch on cornet there. That was Maxie Kaminsky. Now, that fella Cooper, he's got to dash over the Capitol now and entertain a small group of about 5,000 or 6,000 people. And I'm sure they're waiting for him. Thanks, Eugene. That was very good. And we don't expect you back here until next Saturday. This next number is going to be a thing. We have Kyle Kress and Tony Mottola. They're going to play two guitars. It's a little different than we've done here before. Now, the name of this song, Kyle Kress, what's the name of this song?
This is Bix Beiderbecke's Davenport Blues.
Did he write it, Kyle?
He did.
And where did he live, Kyle?
Naturally.
I know it. Take it away. You got it.
Thank you.
Well, that was Carl Press and Mr. Matala. Now, this next thing, there's a fellow here better introduce this number to you. Mr. Russell, will you step up here for a second? What's the name of this song, and why are you going to play it?
The guy better than the Spiderback used to always love to play this piano.
On the piano?
That's it.
Every what's time the name of this song?
Well, I don't know yet.
Shall I give you any hints?
Well, climb the highest mountain.
And if I knew that when I'd climb that highest mountain, I'd find you. This one will certainly dedicate to Bix. This was never recorded by Bix, but that made no difference. When you heard him play on the piano, why, you wouldn't bother being interested in any records. Gene, by the way, on that last number, in fact, all these numbers, we forgot to mention Bob Haggard on bass. How about a little scab? Now, Gene, you better take those four bars, eh? Charlie Russell. I mentioned Hagger was on the bass and Gene Schrader was on the piano and Joe Grasso stepped in here, taking over the drums for Cooper, who had to run down the Capitol and see that movie, I Understand the Sensation. We got a fellow here. When I mentioned Juilliard, you wouldn't imagine that they'd even get close to a thing like this, but there's a fellow here who had a scholarship at Juilliard, and he studied for a while and he wound up teaching, so it got dull, so he left there. His name is Harry Gibson. He's going to play... Thank you. A little more for Harry. Come on. Harry's here because when you start playing Bix's piano compositions, not everyone can play them. Harry's going to play In a Mist, and he's going to follow that up with Candlelight. Harry, do you want to take that right now? Thank you. Thank you, Harry. Thank you also. Harry is going to do another thing of Bix's called Candlelight. Are you ready to take it, Harry? You got it. Thank you, Harry Gibson. Now we're going to have Fred Robbins stand up here and say a word or two. I think it includes something about the Jack Palmer. I found a new Palmer baby club, doesn't it?
Oh, something like that, Ed. I've got a few flashes I want to tack up on our jazz concert bulletin board. Now, let's see. Here's an item. Jack Palmer. You know Jack. He wrote, "I found a new baby." Well, Jack is down in Florida writing a couple of new hits for Max Fleischer's animated cartoons. And Jack wires in, "Just discovered that the El Chico in Miami Beach has organized an Eddie Condon jazz concert fan club. And here's a note from our photographer. He says those pictures of Pee-wee aren't out of the cyanide jar yet, but we expect they'll be ready in a day or so. Well, all that means is that you still have time to write in for your picture of the commando. Just drop a note to Eddie Condon, care of the Blue Network, Radio City, New York. And the minute Pee-wee comes off the dryer, oh, we'll let you have him. And look here, it says the Office of War Information recorded today's show. They're going to send it overseas to our soldiers and sailors. Well, what a kick they'll get when they hear our gang. And here's a flash from the downtown theater in Detroit where Horace Heights Band is playing. It says that Jess Stacy, that great pianist, will be in town with his wife, Lee Wiley, for our George Gershwin show on August 5th. Well, Eddie says he's got the mob together for the Jazz Me Blues. Okay,
go.
Eddie.
Here comes Benny Morton on the trombone.
Condon's Jazz Concert has come to you from Town Hall. Here's some important information about the Merchant Marine. The invasion in France has given our merchant ships greater responsibilities than ever before. Liberty ships landed our invasion forces, and now they're ferrying supplies and men to France and all other battlefronts in a continuous stream. The Merchant Marine needs more men. 5,000 experienced men each month if we're going to keep our armies supplied and our casualties down. One day's delay in sailing because a ship is held up by lack of men can mean death to our boys on the fighting fronts. There are many advantages to the Merchant Marine. The pay is good, prospects for pay increases, and quick promotions are good. You can apply at once by wiring collect to the U.S. Merchant Marine, Washington, D.C. This is the Blue Network.